An interview with newly elected EAA Chairman Tom Pulveresny by Dave Wyman, editor and publisher of Midwest Flyer magazine, March 17, 2009. The Experimental Aircraft Association announced March 4th the appointment of Tom Pulveresny as chairman of the board. EAA founder and Tom's father, Paul Pulveresny, 87, officially stepped down as chairman in February. Tom Pulveresny will continue with his current responsibilities as president while also assuming the chairman's role until a successor can be found to become the new president. As chairman, Tom Pulveresny will provide ongoing counsel to the organization while focusing specifically on building EAA's endowment, which will lay the foundation to secure the organization's future. Before we ask Tom to describe his new role as EAA chairman, we would like to share with you some of his background. Tom Pulveresny has a degree in engineering from Northwestern University. While in college, he started working for EAA during the summers in the maintenance shop at the old EAA headquarters in Hales Corners, Wisconsin. After graduating from college in 1968, he became interested in flying aerobatics. Tom Pulveresny was a member of the U.S. aerobatic team and represented the United States in the 1972 World Aerobatic Championships in Salon-de-Provence, France. He went on to win the National Aerobatic Championship title in 1973 and flew with the Red Devils and Eagles aerobatic flight teams from 1972 to 1995. Tom Pulveresny has been chairman of EAA Air Ventures since 1977 and president of EAA since 1989. One of his largest undertakings was to build the EAA Aviation Center in Oshkosh, Wisconsin in 1983. He has since garnered the support of the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Air and Space Administration, and they have likewise built permanent buildings on the convention grounds to promote their agencies and to support EAA initiatives. Tom, thanks for accepting our invitation to be interviewed today. Of all the accomplishments in aviation, which accomplishment of yours means the most to you and why?
Well, that's an interesting question. I haven't been involved in aviation for the vast majority of my life. I think really it's been a situation where the relationships developed and the opportunity to not only to fly air shows with the Eagles and be at the top of the game there, but the accomplishments with EA in terms of the success of Air Venture, our Young Eagles program, the growth of EA, the contributions it's made to aviation, to be a part of that has really been important to me. So it's hard to pick any one thing. It's been my overall involvement with EA and with the airshow industry.
Tom, you have been EA Air Venture chairman since 1977. Producing the world's largest fly-in convention has to be challenging, yet extremely rewarding. What has been your greatest challenge in producing EA Air Venture?
Well, I think, Dave, that the greatest challenge is meeting people's expectations. And in trying to meet their expectations, I think that's why I've been so successful. It's been the involvement and the participation of our members, our volunteers, our directors, and so forth. And with success grows expectations. And I think the ongoing process of each year meeting expectations and answering the question, what's the big attraction for the next year, has been the greatest challenge, but also the most rewarding.
What has been your, you've answered that. What has been your greatest reward in producing the event? You answered that in the same question.
To a certain extent, Dave, I did, but it's also the fact is that the greatest reward has been the fact of the stature that Air Venture Oshkosh has gained within the aviation community, not just domestically, but globally in terms of its impact, both to the industry and to individuals who participate.
It is so important. I can't, as a member, and as somebody in this industry, I just can't tell you enough how important it is to the whole picture of general aviation and aviation in general. And I thank you for that, Tom.
I thank
EA for that because, like you said, it involves so many volunteers and staff members. The daily air shows at Air Venture must mean a lot to you, having been a member of the Red Devils and Eagles aerobatic team for 24 years, having worked with the biggest names in the air show entertainment industry, and having received the top awards for showmanship. Of all the people you have had the privilege of working with in the air show industry, as a performer and also a producer, who do you admire the most and why?
Well, that's a great question because I've been fortunate to, having grown up with EA, flying air shows for 25 years and being chairman of the convention, I've worked with just about the best in the business, not only here in the States, but from around the world. And There's so many great performers, great people, great mentors, but you know, having followed Gene Soucy and Charlie Hillard for 25 years, that relationship was very important, especially Charlie. Charlie was a great mentor for me and a great friend, and I'd have to put him at the top of the list, and losing him was very difficult, but he had a great impact on my air show career, my flying career, and my aviation career.
Would you say that Charlie was kind of like a big brother to you? You never had a brother, so would Charlie kind of fill that void?
Not so much a big brother, but just that whole mentor role. I learned a lot from Charlie. It was a very deep and great friendship, and his professionalism as an air show pilot, his professionalism as a pilot, had a great impact on me. And just observing what he did, it wasn't so much what he said as what he did.
Okay. Now that you have become chairman of the EAA Board of Directors and will be stepping down as EAA president, do you intend to continue as chairman of EAA Venture or pass the torch to the new president or to someone else?
Well, for at least the next, for 2009, 2010, be chairman, and then we'll go from there. The role of the chairman has changed over time as far as chairman of the convention. The fact is that it's an integrated process to where there's many members of the staff involved, hundreds of volunteers and so forth. So I'll still be involved in AirVenture for a long time to come, whether it's chairman or the guiding light.
Fantastic. I'm glad you will be. You indicated, Tom, that you hope to concentrate now on building an endowment to secure EAA's future. What specific programs within EAA will you be soliciting funds for, or will the money be used for day-to-day operations?
Well, David, what we're going to do is kind of follow the university model, which has been very important, very successful for many defined educational institutions. And the fact that we want to be sure that EAA is financially sound for decades and centuries to come in terms of its support and involvement in the aviation community. And so the endowment really is to provide financial security, not so much for specific programs, but for the overall organization, so that when we go through good or bad economic times, that the financial support is there to ensure that innovation is promoted, the involvement of the youth, all the wonderful things that the organization does going forward, because you need those resources, and I want to be sure that we have those resources there for perpetuity, and that's going to be my focus for the next decade or so.
You know, as a member, Tom, I'm glad you're looking out for the best interests of the organization, because you have done very well with the organization. Your father has, your whole family has, and it's really a good feeling as a member knowing that you're looking out for our best interests, the organization's best interests, and I commend you for that.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dave.
EAA relies on membership dues. It relies on the revenue derived from EAA AirVenture, but it also depends on donations from individuals. What segment of the aviation community has supported EAA the most and why?
Well, you know, you kind of hit it when you were talking about donations from individuals. It's been the individuals who are passionate about our programs. They're involved. They're dedicated. That's been tremendous support, but it's also been very gratifying that both inside and outside the industry, companies that are in the aviation business and companies that are not in the aviation business, see the value of what we're doing in terms of the key aspects of our mission. And so the support's been broad and deep, and that's been very gratifying, but it also is based upon the fact is that they're judging our actions, not what we say, but what we do, and that's very important. We have to keep continuing to produce the results that people expect, and then the support will continue on.
You know, related to that, Tom, I'm always amazed with the amount of celebrity power EAA has been able to attract, and I've wondered how all this has come about and continues to grow. I mean, people like Cliff Robertson, Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman, and John Travolta—are they longtime EAA members that have asked to get involved with EAA, or does EAA actively solicit their involvement because they're pilots?
It's a combination of both. The first thing is that they need to be passionate about flying and passionate about our activities. We're not looking for someone who attaches their name as a spokesman. We're looking for someone who's deeply involved in the names you mentioned, like Harrison Ford and Chuck Yeager and John Denver and others. We're passionate and are passionate about flying, are passionate about our programs, actively involved, are speaking from the heart, and that's very important. So really it's a matter that they're involved because they want to be involved. In many cases we've approached them to ask for their leadership, and they've graciously accepted. And it's been very gratifying, but we have to remember, whether they have star power or not, if they're passionate about aviation, EAA is a place where they like to place their efforts.
For sure. Tell us about the search and screen process now in identifying a new president for EAA.
Well, basically, we've hired it's a retained search. We have a search firm, and we want to be sure that it's thorough and effective, that we had a chance to evaluate and find any and all candidates, both within and outside the aviation community, within or outside EA, the membership, the staff. So it will be thorough and take whatever time is necessary to get the right person involved.
What kind of background or qualities are you looking for in a new president?
Well, they've got to be passionate about flying. I mean, that's core of the culture of EAA, whether they're builders, restorers, innovators, enthusiasts. That passion is inherent in their interest in their body language and how they speak. And that's key, of course, in aviation background, and involvement is important. So those are key qualifications, among others. But you know, we want to be sure to not lock ourselves in or out to any potential candidate who can bring appropriate skills to the position.
What about charisma? How important is that?
Well, charisma is hard to define, Dave. I mean, I think the ability to communicate. We have a very diverse membership that has come from all walks of life. And communication skills are going to be very, very important, both written and verbal.
Very good. What do you hope the new president will accomplish?
Well, you know, it's not so much what they will accomplish, because looking into the crystal ball would be difficult. I think the key is to continue the culture, the spirit of aviation that the EA represents. And so what we want to do is be sure to build on success. You know, one of the most important things I can do is to be sure that the person who follows me in that role is better than what I did, just the same as you'd always expect. You know, we want to continue to improve, to continue to be successful, and transition is going to be very important. And this will allow me to use my experience and relationships to enhance the organization's value in other areas that we talked about just previously.
You're going to be a tough act to follow, Tom.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, but the thing is that I think my ability now to move to another part of the organization is important. So it's not a matter of an act to follow. It's the next stage of our career, both for the organization, for me personally, and for the person who comes in as the next president.
How visible will the new president be compared with you as chairman of the board?
Well, I think it's difficult to say at this time. I think visibility will depend upon their personality and their leadership. And you know, it's not so much visible, it's producing results for the membership and for the aviation community. As you talked about earlier, the importance of AirVenture Oshkosh, the importance of EA in terms of the industry's growth and innovation is extremely important, and our investment in youth. There's so much to do that we're looking for that extra arms and legs that can help us meet expectations. And at this time when aviation is in a tough state economically and perception-wise, we need to raise the bar and take advantage of the opportunities that lie ahead.
Have you or the board of directors spoken with anyone in particular about becoming president, or have they spoken to you? And is there someone currently employed by EAA that the board is considering for the position?
No, it's wide open right now. The thing is that any and everybody that is qualified will be given strong consideration. So there's no specific candidate at this point in time.
That's really smart. I commend you for that, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're doing it right. What do you attribute EAA's growth to over the past 50 years, and why?
I think it's been the involvement of our membership. It's the diversity. We've engaged the entire aviation community, whether it's Warbirds, Vintage, Home Builds, Ultralights, General Aviation Community. You know, Oshkosh is a great example. When you're there for the week each summer at AirVenture Oshkosh, the entire aviation community is represented in a way that is passionate, involved, innovative, and so it's been a great growth ride. But it's not so much growing for the sake of growth, it's involvement of people. That's been the key to success.
How did you perceive the state of the industry when you first became president in 1989 compared with how you perceive the state of the industry today, Tom?
Great question. You know, I wish I could kind of remember what it was in 1989. So much has happened since then. But I think the fair thing to say, Dave, is that we're in unprecedented times, both in terms of the economy and many other things that we're facing in aviation. And never before has it been as important as it is now to have strong aviation organizations that represent our interests, that are able to address these difficult issues and take advantage of the opportunities that lay on the horizon, because the interest in aviation is the same today as it was 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60. It's just that we face different issues and different problems, and we will 20 years from now.
And to keep trying to make aviation affordable for everyone.
Absolutely. One of our previous conversations, you highlighted the fact is that the affordability aspect, the ability for people to build their own airplanes, like the Blue Aircraft, become very important right now.
It sure is. What would you have done with your life if you had not chosen to serve as president of EAA?
Well, that's an interesting question, Dave. You know, aviation has been a part of my life as long as I can remember, both as an avocation, a vocation, a hobby, a passion. So it's difficult to say what I've done differently because I've been so involved. It's really something I've never really thought about very much. Don't regret what I've done, what I'm going to do in the future. Love flying. Love it. More importantly, really love the people we've met as a result of that. Some of our best friends are those we've met through aviation. So it's not so much what I would have done differently. It's a matter that I'm pleased and happy that I did what I did.
We are too. What will EA be like without Paul Berezny at the helm? We've always had either you or your father as president of the organization, and now your father stepped down as chairman. You're going to continue as now a newly appointed chairman, so you're still at the helm. But at some time, you're going to be passing the torch as president, and then someday you'll pass the torch as well as chairman. So do you have any reservations about passing the torch to someone else?
No, I think the thing is it's reality. It's going to happen, so I'd rather be in front of the process rather than behind, ensure the transition succession plan is done so the organization can continue to be successful long after myself or my father, whoever succeeds me. I think that the most important thing you can do is to control and lead the process to ensure that the values, the culture, the successes continue in the future. And so realizing that it's going to happen, better to control the process and be in front of it rather than have it run over you.
For sure. Hey, Tom, thank you for your time and best wishes in your new role as chairman of the EAA Board of Directors. We have just spoken with Tom Paul Berezny, president and newly appointed chairman of the Experimental Aircraft Association Board of Directors. This is Dave Wyman.